You're listening to the Time Hackers Podcast, where we teach you how to get more time every day. I'm Julie, your host, and we actually don't have an intro because I would never waste your time. Hey everybody, and welcome to episode 134 of the Time Hackers Podcast. So, the last episode, I shared with you some of the latest news around here. I shared with you how Time Hackers has been branching out into taking over other people's online businesses and bringing them towards success. People that can't afford the time or the learning curve to learn how to do it themselves, and how this experience, which has been so incredibly educational for me, how this has been showing me that so many different subjects and parts in our day-to-day life contribute to our productivity. It's not only about the right habits or about using the right app or about, you know, having meditation in the morning or having a certain great routine to wake up and, you know, get the day going the right way. It's all about everything that we do and how everything that we do and how we hold ourselves, how our management skills, how our leadership skills, how our skills to separate the important stuff from the not so important stuff, how it all contributes to our productivity, to how good we are at what we do, to which results we are getting with, you know, what we put into it. And this made me think a lot and write a lot. And I wanted to branch out and start talking about all these things, about how to manage your team and how to manage your products and projects and how to be a true leader and how to do that if all the people in your team or on your team are in different parts of the universe, and all these great things. And I shared it with you in our last episode, and I told you that I wanted to hear from you. I wanted to know if you are interested in learning these things, because the fact that I can talk about it and I enjoy doing so and I think that I can teach you a lot of things about it does not necessarily mean that this is why you came to this podcast and why you are a listener. So I asked you to send me an email to j@imjulie.com, which is my personal email, and, you know, just tell me, yay or nay, do you like it or don't you like it? And if you don't like it, that's perfectly fine. It's not about me. It's not about my ego. It's not about, okay, this is what I do now as part of my business, so I want to blab about it on my podcast. It's not about it. This podcast has always been and will always be about bringing value that helps you, about bringing concise information that can literally change your day starting today. So this is what I want to do, and this was my request to you, and I actually did get quite a few feedbacks from you. I got a few responses, so thank you to everyone who wrote back, and an overwhelming majority was pro the project management thing. The only thing that I got kind of a few times was a question that I want to answer live. And to all the people that asked this question, I have not answered you personally yet. I will. I wanted to address this here on the podcast so everyone who has been perhaps shy or didn't think of this question can also hear the answer. But I will answer each and every one of you personally, because I appreciate you and I appreciate the time that you took out of your day to reply to my request and, you know, help me out with making this decision. So the question that I got a lot was, well, this sounds like a good idea, but I'm not an entrepreneur, or I'm not a team leader, I'm a technician, or I do something, you know, in a line of work that doesn't require me to manage people. Will it still be relevant to me? Because it sounds interesting, but, you know, is it relevant to me? So here is what I want to answer every one of you, if you have been thinking about it. Yes, it is. I know that I oftentimes talk about entrepreneurship, and if you're an entrepreneur, or if you manage a team of people that are, you know, employed from overseas, or if you are a side hustler and whatnot, And the reason that I address this all the time is because in my head, this podcast is for people who are not entrepreneurs. In my mind, when I build a podcast episode outline and when I think about what I want to talk about, what I want to share with you, and how I want to present it, in my mind, the person on the other side, you guys, the listener, is not someone who's an entrepreneur. You're not even side hustlers in my mind. And I don't know if it's right or wrong, but this is just the way it has been for a while now. So for me, I build these podcasts, these episodes, these snippets of information for people who are in a corporate, most of you in large corporates. You all have important jobs. You have jobs that either lives depend on or important things that affect quality of living. So you do great things. It doesn't matter though that you don't have a team, or you do have a team, or you're a project manager or anything else. Your job title doesn't really matter as long as what you do in your life involves different projects. And the projects can be community engagement, it can be running a team, it can be creating shows on Broadway. It doesn't really matter, because almost anything that you do in a corporate job can be defined as a set of projects. And this is what I want to talk to you about, how to separate them one from the other. So instead of having one mishmash on your plate of everything that you do and not knowing what to do next, how to have, you know, like a compartmentalized lunchbox that you can say, okay, these are my veggies and this is my protein and this is my fat and this is my, you know, sauce, gravy, whatever. This is kind of the compartmentalization that I want to create in your working lives. And then take each one of these projects and talk about how you can manage them well, effectively, and how to correspond everything that you have on your plate with everything else. So the reason that I talk about entrepreneurs is because I feel that they're being left behind by this podcast, because I never think about them when I build them. So whenever I talk about something and I remind myself, Jules, if there are entrepreneurs like yourself out there, they don't really know how to apply it. So I immediately switch to say, you know, if you're an entrepreneur, then this is how you can implement this to your life. So I think that I'm kind of overcompensating here. And so I just want to share with you that when I build this for corporate people, for people who work for, you know, for someone else and not are self-employed or business owners. However, the techniques and the methods, 99% of them can be applied into your entrepreneurial career, because these are things that I use in my life, and I have used them when I was back in the army, as well as I'm using them today when I'm a self-employed entrepreneur. I hope that this answers this question. I noticed that it was kind of a biggie to you, that you really wanted to know that this podcast is not transforming into being an entrepreneurial kind of lifestyle podcast. And it's not, because it's just not something that I feel comfortable talking about twice a week. So that's that. As it goes for talking about project management and things, I was really happy to read your replies, and I really appreciate everyone who actually wrote me an email saying what you think about it. And while the majority, actually all the replies that I got were incredibly positive, I really didn't get enough response to, you know, to form an opinion that is based purely on your desires and not on my fancying. So I really appreciate it. If you haven't done so yet, if you want to listen to project management stuff and leadership things and how you can incorporate it and how you can be more successful at your day job and how can you do things more efficiently within the projects and the teams that you're a part of, shoot me an email to j@imjulie.com and tell me whether you want to hear about it or not. If you don't want to hear about it, that's perfectly fine. It's not about my ego here on the line. It's about making this podcast about you. So I would really love to hear if you have an opinion about it. I'm going to give it until the end of this week to form an opinion. So if you have an opinion, please inform me so I can actually take it into account. And in the during the weekend, I will decide on this matter. And next Monday's episode, I'm going to reveal the decision, the final decision. Before that, my episode on Thursday is going to be actually sharing with you something that, you know, it's not very popular in the productivity community. It's not very popular for people who are time management experts or productivity gurus to share what they are doing wrong when it comes to productivity. You know, we always feel that we have to have a kind of an aura of know-it-alls, but I think it's kind of insufferable, and I will never listen to someone who is not willing to share the mistakes that they're making, because I think this can be one of the greatest opportunities to learning. So I want to share with you a mistake that I have been doing in the past couple of weeks, and I'm going to be talking extensively about it on the Thursday episode. It's going to be all about not allowing myself enough rest and about not taking my personal life into account when I prioritize everything that's going on in my professional life. So we talked about it a bit in previous episodes, and we did talk about how important it is to have a weekend and to have buffer times and to have, you know, time during the day when you're not connected to your cell phone and to your iPad and to your, you know, to your inbox and all that, and how important it is to have days during the week when you rest and when you disconnect. And I actually haven't been doing that well lately. There are a few circumstances that contribute to this. It wasn't a choice that I made knowingly. Obviously, it's a choice I made, but I wasn't aware to the fact that I was making this choice. And I want to share this with you, and I want to tell you exactly how it affected my productivity and how it got me into a rut and how I'm now climbing back out of it. I'm actually doing a blab today. If you don't know what blab is kind of like a way for a few people to meet online and talk about something interesting and share things. It can be one. It's a many-to-many kind of thing. So it's kind of like Periscope, if you're familiar with that, together with Meerkat and with Google Hangouts. It's kind of cool. Some people can get on video chat, others can be on the text chat, and you can, you know, pop in and pop out of it. The number of seats, it is limited, but it's not small, so you can actually join a lot of it. You can find more information about it at blab.im. It's really cool. I just found out about it, just learned how to use it, and today I'm holding my very first blab. It's going to be really cool because Laura McLellan from the Productive Woman podcast and Mike Vardy from the Productivities brand are going to be joining me, and we're going to have a productivity chat. By the time that this episode goes live, the blab will be over because we're holding it on a Sunday, but you can actually find me. I'm Julie Tweets. It goes with your Twitter handle. So I'm Julie Tweets is my Twitter handle. You can just search my Blab account, and there will be a recording of our Blab today there. So you can, you know, see that and see what I'm going to be talking to you about in our next episode. But generally, we're going to be chatting about productive habits and how to start the week right with the right foot and the right mindset. And this is going to be a huge thing for me, talking about getting enough rest and how it's important to take into account everything that you're doing in your life. And I'm going to be talking more about it in our next episode. So don't forget to tune in on a Thursday. Until then, please send me an email to j@mjulie.com. Tell me what you think about our new subjects that I want to talk to you about. A yay or a nay. That's all. Really quick email. This is all I'm asking for. And this is it, guys. I thank you so much for being an incredible part of my life. I thank you so, so much for being listeners of this podcast. And I cannot believe that this is episode 134, because it seems like only yesterday I sat down to record the first episode. It's really weird for me. Okay, guys, I'm not going to be spending any more of your precious time. Thank you so much for tuning in. And until next time, please remember that life's short, so be productive.